Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
I'm Jennifer Kopaz Rose.
Yes, she still exists. Yes, she's
I'm
still
here.
With us.
I am. I know I've been quiet on the socials too, but it's been a rough winter for my poor little head. So.
Yep. And this is the midweek version of Fiber Talk, the twice weekly podcast for needlework artists. Yeah, it's been ages since we talked. Yay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I think the last time we were supposed to do a chat, I was not feeling good, I think,
right.
Is what it was.
That's right, yeah. Yep.
I was just like, oh my gosh, it's not.
It was Beth to the rescue, yeah. I think, that time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got you this time, so there you have it.
Yep. Been feeling better.
Yep. All right, so no stitch hour tonight because we're doing this podcast. Next week we'll have a stitch hour, and it'll be a stitch and chat deal, so...
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4 of us, however it works out. So
right.
Join us for that. We'll have some giveaways and so on and so forth. Sunday's guest, Robin Mayer. We haven't recorded yet, so it's either, I think it's Mayer, but it could be Meyer, but Mayer, of Little Robin Designs. So that'll be interesting. Reproduction samplers and then cross-stitch designs. And then she has a punch needle design that is pretty nice. I have to ask her about that.
Oh, nice.
So, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be Sunday's guest. And this Sunday also is Easter Sunday for those of us who do the Easter thing. And so we're going to have a show at 2 o'clock Eastern time on the YouTube channel. So if you're hanging out by yourself or, as I've said before, sick of your family, join us at 2 o'clock Eastern time, and we'll just be stitching and yakking at each other. I know Cindy's going to join us, and
I probably can. I don't think we're doing anything.
Right. So Jennifer, we'll put Jennifer on the list, and we'll see if Beth's had enough of her family. I doubt it. So join us 2 o'clock Eastern time, Eastern Sunday. We'll go for an hour, hour and a half, and just yak about stitching and do some stitching and just have fun for a little bit. So if you're sitting around on Sunday, Easter Sunday, and want a diversion, join us. We'll provide it. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep. Ukraine. Ukraine makes me sick. That's just a sad thing, and I would love to talk about the political things, but... we'll just get in trouble if we do. So not going to say anything about that other than it just makes me sick. But Sissy Bailey Smith, who reproduces samplers, she posted on Facebook a note that she has some communication with a cross-stitch designer, Katarina. I never know which way it goes over there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this Katarina is a designer. She does Etsy. And the thing that Sissy posted was Katarina saying, "Good morning, friends. While we adults live our lives in war, it is important that children have the joys of childhood." This is a photo from a Kherson bomb shelter equipped for children. You'll have to look up Sissy's Facebook thing to see that. Children watching a cartoon because their childhood was practically taken away from them. We Ukrainians help each other. I still believe in kindness and unity. Without them, we cannot be a human, a citizen of our country. And I still believe in the best. Thank you, friends, that you are with me for your support and warm words. For Stitch My Designs, while Odessa is still without light in darkness, the light of hope is still shining in our souls. I try to draw a new design in my soul, so many patriotic feelings, so it will be patriotic primitive angel. So just a communication from someone whose life has, I'm sure, just been destroyed. And she has an Etsy shop. So this Katarina has an Etsy shop, and all of her designs are PDFs. And the Etsy shop is Stitchy Princess. So Stitchy, STITCHY, princess.etsy.com. And she has all her designs up there. And I bring it up because I thought, you know, I'm sure that there's just no way they can make money. There's just, I can't even imagine the horrors that those people are going through. So I thought we'd bring it up here. And if everybody who listens to this goes to stitchyprincess.etsy.com and buys a chart from her, just, you know, whether you ever stitch her or not.
cute stuff.
I know. Yeah. I've got a couple. I've identified a couple. But whether you stitch it or not, mm-hmm. doesn't matter. Buy something from her and support this woman who is trying to live through something that none of us can imagine, and support her. So just encourage, if you listen to this and hear it or see Sissy's page, just go there and just buy a chart. I'm with you. I spent mm-hmm. 10 minutes and I've got a couple of them lined up. Yep.
I know. So. Cute stuff. Cute ones for the bathroom and the kitchen and lots of that, you know, Russian, Ukrainian folksy looking stuff. And
yeah. Yeah.
Very cute.
Yeah. There's some holiday Christmas ones, Santa, mm-hmm. Nutcracker. Yeah.
Some Halloween-y type with mm-hmm. lots of Baba Yaga going on in there.
Ooh, I don't know what that is, but okay.
She's like their version, kind of like a witch lady.
Oh.
Who lives in the woods.
Say that again.
Baba Yaga.
Oh, okay. I learned something.
B-A-B-A-Y-A-G-A. Now, I don't know if that, I think it's, you know how the Russian and Ukraine, it kind of blends.
Yeah.
They overlap each other. And yeah. So I'm not a big expert on it, but I know that that is one of their folktale people.
Well, you're the most expert person we have, so we're going with you. So anyway, just help her out. You know, it's not expensive. Her charts are like 7, 8, 10 bucks, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, go buy a chart. Help somebody out who is suffering probably the worst thing you could imagine. Because it has not ended for how long now. So
I know.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yep. So stitchyprincess.etsy.com. Help Katarina out. And I'm sure in helping her out, you help friends and family too. Because I'm sure they're all hanging in there together just to survive. So
Yeah.
Ugh. It ain't right. It ain't right. And if that guy didn't have nuclear weapons, I'm sure this would have long been over. But he's unstable and willing to use them. So we're stuck.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, stitchyprincess.etsy.com. Buy a chart. Help Katarina out and I'm sure her family. So encourage that. And then, holy smokes, we had Krista West last Sunday and Wednesday night. If you haven't mm-hmm. seen those yet, go check them out. Now, the Folk Flourishes thing, her new clothing embroidery kits, obviously I'm not going to be embroidering one of my flannel shirts.
No.
But, no. But they're just cool.
They are. They're super cute.
Yeah. And I think the part I liked about them, her designs, is they're not real flashy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just a simple addition.
Yep, it's just a little hint of something to make it just a little extra cute.
Yeah. So check those out. Now, okay, so now that brings up waist canvas. Now, I've never used waist canvas.
Mm,
and in doing the shows, Krista obviously detests it, and Beth seemed to turn her nose up at it. So have you ever used it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Me neither.
I've not. I've seen it. I've never even bought any.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
me neither.
Because I've never had anything that I wanted to stitch on that I would need it.
Right.
So, but I am thinking of doing some embroidery or something. You know how the embroidered pants and jeans are really popular right now?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at them in the store and I'm like, I can't buy these. I have to go home and make my own. I'm like, what self-respecting needle work artist is going to buy something that she can make herself, right? I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that will, but me in my head, I'm like, you can't buy that.
Yeah, that'd be embarrassing, quite frankly. Did you stitch that? No, I bought it. You're lame.
What? Yeah. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So, you know, I'm going to have to do that. I would like some of my shorts or something this summer would be cute.
Yeah. So just to be clear, Krista does not use waist canvas. She uses a cloth that she has.
Mm-hmm.
You still pull the threads out, but it looks like it's a whole lot better than waist canvas. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, it looked and didn't she say it was like scraps or something of one of her things, and they started making it special to do this or something?
I think they were playing with it, and then now it's a formal thing. It became a formal thing. Kits, and then you can buy the cloth that you use that you pull the threads out. You can buy that separate too, so you can do more of them. But
And then she had one. I don't think it's available yet, but I know one of her little things had this really cute, looked like flowers or something, but it wasn't one of the first two that was being released that I really liked. I'm like, ooh, I like that one.
Right. Yeah. It was little flower, like in little blocks.
Well, there were those ones. There was another one. It looked like three triangles, though, of flowers that stepped up and then down. Something.
Oh, yes, that, yes.
Yeah, I saw, I was like, oh, I like that, but I don't think it's available yet.
I'm sure it's coming up, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to wait, because I like that one.
Yeah, but her printer issues got taken care of, so the kits that she has are available now. But
right.
Yeah, I just thought, to me, that was, like you said, your summer shorts. Yeah, you just put a little something on there to dress them up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So very cool. So Folk Flourishes, if you go to AvleaEmbroidery.com, it's Folk Flourishes is the are the kits. And so you want to check those out. Now, for me, it's the work bags.
Okay.
See, I like the bags.
Mm-hmm.
I have no use for them other than I would just
look
you
at
know,
them.
I just like to have a couple and stitch them, you know, maybe give them away. I don't know.
But, right.
Because they're really nice. They're nice bags. And
yeah. And then she said she like has someone, they're actually making them now on purpose for this to be stitched and stuff. And so they're even like a better quality than the other ones were.
Yeah. She raised the quality of the bag, and now the design is printed on there. So, yeah. So
because it became a thing. Like she didn't even intend that to become a thing. They were just stamping them and people liked them and started stitching. It became something that she never even planned.
Can you imagine that? Oh. Here's a stack of cloth bags and you gotta like use a stamp with ink and not, you know, how many do you mess up, you know?
Yeah.
No thanks. Somebody print this.
Yep.
Yeah. But those for me, those are cool. Cause the original bags that she had, she sent some and we gave them away.
Mm-hmm.
I was real tempted to keep one, but now that she said that they're upgraded, now I gotta get me a bag or two. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
So in those, she does include like a little bit of a stitch guide.
Yeah, the chart is in there, and all the thread you need to do the embroidery, and everything. Yeah.
And is it just what kind of embroideries? I didn't look that. Is it just basic?
Yeah, basic
outlining
stuff. Outlining? No,
stitching, no. Or does she have some like satin stitch in there?
Yeah.
And...
yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it's her. She, because there are two designs that she's had for some time as hoop designs that you stitch and then you might display in a hoop. But they're they're embroidery designs, but simple embroidery. It's not real complex.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, but done on a bag is an extra thing. So yep. Yeah.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah. She does some good stuff. I like her designs. Well, I'm working on it. I'm getting lined up. I had to travel, so I didn't get going on it. But the Sea of Light piece, I'm going to work on that. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, her designs are just always so beautiful. And I just love her energy and just her.
Yeah.
She just, I wish I could live like next door so that I could just absorb some of her energy, you know, maybe I'd be more, do a little bit more if I lived next to her and could be like in her realm, you know?
Yeah. Well, imagine that hanging out in her basement, all those threads and all that stuff. That would be a fun day just helping out, putting kits together and I'd do that for a week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be fun. Yep. Answering questions, people calling in, answering questions or emailing. Yeah.
Trying to answer questions.
Trying.
I don't know.
Krista, take this one, will you?
I know.
I don't know. Yeah. So check those out, AvleaEmbroidery.com, Folk Flourishes if you want to embroider your clothing, and the work bags are the two newer things that she has. They're all kits. And like I said, with the Folk Flourishes, you buy the kit the first time, and then if you have a bunch of clothes that you want to do for family or grandkids or kids or whatever, you just buy more cloth, and then you can keep going. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
So, and check out those shows. Check them out. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You and your Tamari group, it's been ages since we talked. So
yeah.
your Tamari teacher has retired. Did she move?
No, she didn't move. She just retired. She's going to be going, they're doing a trip to Italy, and they want to do some traveling and some stuff. And she wanted to like work on more of her own balls without always having to worry about doing a teaching ball every month,
uh-huh.
You know?
Yep.
So we did a get together about a week or two ago at Thistle, and we didn't know she was going to show up. She was a surprise drop in. She showed up to just say hi and show what she's been working on. And she's been doing a couple of really advanced balls that are just beautiful. Oh my gosh. And she's been using like one strand of either silk or DMC.
Oh my.
And just making on big balls, but just making really fine. Like it's beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah. So wow. She's been doing some stuff. She's been wanting to do some of her own things and not, she just needed a break from having to make class teaching balls all the time.
Yeah. So, I wonder how many designers reach that point. I bet they all do.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of designing and I just want to stitch my stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they all do eventually. Yep.
And not have to worry about whether we can stitch it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like just do her own thing, not have to write directions.
Yeah.
The directions. Yeah. I mean, the Tamari directions are like intense. They're charts and graphs and putting something on 2D that's 3D and making it make sense. I mean, I think that's a whole skill in itself.
Right.
And for her not to have to worry about doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You got to get to that point. You got to, after so many years, you just got to get to a point where, you know, I just mm-hmm. want to do it my way on my time. And I don't have to explain anything. I don't have to answer any questions. I just want to create my own art. Yeah.
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 So, and she's like, you never know. Maybe someday in the future, I'll write up directions to one of these and we'll have a class. She's like, never say never. But right now, that's not the plan.
Yep.
And we're like, all right, it's fine.
Yeah. Bummer.
So, yeah.
But I think it's so cool that you guys are keeping it together because, you know, mm-hmm. a shift like that, in those kinds, you know, in any kind of an organization, and typically they just fall apart, but you guys are really battling to stay together and keep doing Tamari and keep it going. I think that's cool.
Yeah. Everybody wants to keep doing it. And I know we have plans to meet again in May. I don't know if we're going to meet in April, but in May for sure. Cause one of the ladies that moved away, remember Michelle, we did the show with Michelle.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She moved to Virginia, so she will be coming into town for something, and I think we're going to do a get-together and a stitching, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad you guys are, like I said, fighting to keep it together, because it just, you've had so much fun, you've created so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And to have it just go away overnight is, you know, it just would be tragic. So
yeah, and a lot of us have balls that we haven't finished yet.
Really,
so this is a chance to catch up. Yeah,
I'm shocked.
I know. And okay, so I have all these ones I haven't finished, and what did I do? I wrapped up a whole new ball and started a new one.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah,
you know, it's a parasol one. I haven't done this kind of one before. It's really easy.
Mm.
But I was also teaching it to my mom. And so, cause she was here and she came to the class. So I was teaching it to her. And then I was like, oh, that looked, I like that. So I came home and I wrapped one up and got it started. I've done two parasols on it so far.
And your mom is your mom doing it a lot or just?
No, not a lot, but she does like it.
Yeah.
So she's back in Colorado and, I got her started on a Sue Spargo class that they're teaching at the Ruth Stitchery in Colorado Springs.
Oh.
They're doing the tinsel little, it's a wool applique. And then, you know, Sue Spargo does lots of super fancy stitches on top.
Right. Yeah.
Of the wool applique. So I got her taking that because I wanted her to get into a class. So she started that.
Yeah. That's cool.
She's working on it.
Yep.
So.
Yep. All right. So tell me, last time we talked, Sashiko, is that how we're saying it?
Yeah. Sashiko.
Yeah. However you say it.
Accent. It's not supposed to be Sashiko.
Sashiko. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you were just starting to play with that. So you've been plugging away at it, though.
Yeah, I've been doing some. We had another class. Rachel Barclay is our local teacher in the New England area. And she does a class at Madison Wool in Connecticut. And so we took a class on, I didn't look this up, Hanafuican cloths.
Hmm.
I think that's what they're called. And what it is, it's like a cloth that you use as a wrapper to wrap your lunch in or wrapped gifts in or something instead of using paper.
Hmm. Okay.
Fuki. Trying to look it up and see if it can. Hanafuken.
I think I dated her.
The word. Did
yeah.
you?
I think so, yeah.
Hanafuken. Yeah, Sashiko Hanafuken flower cloth. That's what we made.
Oh. So it's a functional thing.
Yes.
That
it's meant to be used.
Yeah.
So I'm working on mine. I'm not all the way done yet. It's 9 panels of different little stenciled designs, and I've done 4.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we did that class, and it's lots of fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think that's interesting, because that's Krista West at Avlia. That's her whole thing is needlework that you use.
Right.
And we don't often think of it. Think of our needlework. You know, it's like, don't touch it. Don't get it dirty. Put it in a frame. You know, and then... Yeah, you know, then these things are meant to be washed and ironed and put on tables and, like you said, wrap things in. And I think it's an interesting, almost a different mindset.
Yeah. Well, I know that the Sashiko was started as a way to reinforce cloth and to make it warmer, because when you add layers of thread on, it makes it warmer and also reinforces it. If it's got like a frayed spot or a hole, you mend it. There's even classes on mending and how to use it to mend fabric and garments and stuff. And yeah, that's what it was for, is for reinforcing cloth for the clothing that they wore back in the day.
So practical stitching, not decorative. Yeah.
Yeah. But if they did when you make it pretty, because eventually you're like, oh, look at this cool design I can make and still, make it do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. Is there a book that you're using or?
There are some books. I have that Domestika class.
Yes.
By the Sashiko story is on Instagram. That's his Instagram. That for the Domestika class that I'm taking.
So Domestika and then Sashiko's story.
Yeah, that's his.
That's the instructor. Okay.
Yeah. That's him on Instagram. He has a real name and I don't remember it because I didn't prepare properly.
That's quite all right.
People
don't know how to look that stuff up.
Yeah.
So that's the basis then that you're using to learn the technique then.
Yeah. Atsushi is his name. But Sashiko's story on Instagram, you'll find him. And he's the one that has the Domestika course. And his family actually is from Japan, and he lived there and grew up doing it.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's what the family's job was making sashiko cloth and garments and stuff. That was the family business.
So
So,
he fell in line and contributed to the cause then. Okay.
well, yes and no. He tells about how he didn't want to do it, so he left the country and went to school and tried to get away from it, and then just ended up kind of finding his way back into it. And he's very interested in the whole cultural appropriation thing, where he likes that it's being expanded and that people are learning about it, but he wants to make sure people understand why it's done, and that not every kind of just stitching like this is sashiko. Or he really goes into it, and I don't understand it all the way,
Yeah.
you know, but he does talk about that.
But like so many things, from Japan in particular, there's much more than just thread and needle. It's
They
deeper
have so
meaning.
much more meaning to stuff, and So that's what he's all about. So if you're really interested in all that, he does YouTubes, and he does speaking and engagements, and
So what's that Domestika class like? Has that been a good thing?
yeah, I really liked it. I learned a lot of tricks and stuff from him, like different ways of stitching, and how sometimes you have those pre-printed cloths that you see, and everybody thinks you're supposed to stitch on the lines, which are those ones you're kind of are. But he shows how, like, if you make your own grid and you draw your own grid and stuff and you stitch, it's more important to get into a rhythm. And the rhythm is what makes your stitches even and neat. And it's more important than, like, and you can get more done faster if you just get your hand into a rhythm, like one, two, three, one, two, three, kind of, you know. And so you learn a lot of that kind of stuff.
So a
It's
different
really
mental
interesting.
approach to
Yes.
stitching.
Yeah. Rather than just looking at it and just going and stitching right on the little lines that you see. So, which is what I did on that bag. I have that bunny bag
Right.
that I did, and it had the lines, and it was like the lines worked,
Yeah.
to make it look good, it worked.
Yeah.
But on other stuff that I do, that I'm doing, that I have more of a long stretch where I'm just kind of going, I try to do that rhythm thing and not focus on each individual little stitch, but
Yeah.
have a rhythm going. Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
Takes a little
Looks pretty
adjustment,
good.
but it works, huh?
Yeah. And you hold your needle different, your needle's longer, and it goes, and you have a thimble on the pad of your hand rather than on the t edge of your finger.
On the
And the
pad?
needle,
Wait, whoa, back up. What, back up. What?
You have the thimble is around like your middle finger, and it sits on the pad of your hand so that the needle, you hold the needle and it sits against your hand, and then your fingers are at the tip because the needle is longer. It's like, what is this, 3 inches? And you load a bunch of stitches on, and then you pull it out. And what you do is you pull the fabric off the needle rather than the needle through the fabric. And then you have to do this thing. I forgot what he called it. There's a name for the way that you smush the fabric away on, you push on the thread and you push the fabric away from you to get it like uncreased, ungathered. And that's a name. And it also serves the purpose of smushing and making the thread kind of embed into the fabric and become part of the fabric. And that's why sashiko thread is different than other embroidery thread too, because it is made and woven and twisted especially to go and lay into the fabric rather than sit on top of the fabric.
So the end result is it looks like it was woven in originally.
Almost, yeah, it really becomes part
I'll
of the
be darned.
fabric. And then after you wash it and dry it and stuff and wash it more, then the because you there's a way of doing it where you don't make knots, where you take like 3 or 4 stitches and part you stitch over. You know how you end it and then you go back three or four stitches and then stitch that part again so you have a double thread?
Mm-hmm.
And then after you wash it and dry it a couple times, it really kind of like melds together.
Huh.
And it won't come undone, and then you don't have any knots, so you have a two-sided fabric that way.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, there's a lot in that Domestika course to learn.
Huh.
I really liked it. It's really good. It has helped me because I'm able to do this project without using knots.
Mm-hmm.
And this project is on white fabric, which is doubled. And a lot of, you know, people who use knots are trying to bury their knots inside the fabric, but you're still seeing your threads and your little endies,
right?
You know, in between. And the way I'm doing it, that's not happening.
Huh.
So,
wow.
Yeah. It's really interesting. There's a lot to it.
Huh. All right. Now I'm intrigued. See? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is these Domestika. That's you could do it. You do it at your own pace, your own time. It's recorded, the usual deal, huh?
Yeah, and you can watch it over and over. I've watched them a couple times because I'm like, now what did he say there? And I went back to look again. And
yeah. Is there a question and answer channel where you can write to him?
Yeah, there's places where you can do feedback and all that kind of stuff. I haven't done that.
Right.
Because I haven't felt the need.
But... I don't need to.
Well, I mean, you know, I just haven't.
Yeah.
You know.
Interesting.
So,
Yeah.
It's really cool. I'm into all the Japanese crafts, you know?
Hey, yeah. Why not? Yep.
Because the Tamari ball started out as toys for children.
Right. Right.
You know, so they were also useful.
Pretty soon you'll be starting the Japanese embroidery. how many levels is there? 10 or 11? I forget.
Yeah. Oh, the. Yeah. I don't. I'm.
No.
No, I'm good. Yeah. No. I'm good. I'm not going to go there.
Pass.
I'm happy with all the millions of things I do.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, but.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. No, the people who do it is amazing stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Time for me. If it were time, if time was not a factor, I think I'd do it just because it just tests because it just appeals to the perfectionist side of me.
Right.
It's got to be exactly right. And
See, I'm starting to lean a little bit less towards the exactly right lately, you know, like with the slow stitching. And the kind of the collaginess and just relaxed feel of the slow stitching where it doesn't have to be perfect.
Okay, like, I wanted to ask you.
Imperfect is better, you know?
I wanted to ask you about this. All right, I don't get the slow stitching thing.
Uh-huh.
What, explain that as you understand it. What is that?
Well, it's supposed to be because
I'm a slow stitch. I'm a slow stitcher anyway, so it's like, how's that different? But it's a different thing, right?
Kind of. It's more of like an attitude, kind of where you just want to. You're making something that could be useful. A lot of times there are things to be used that you want to, but you're not being a perfectionist about it. But it doesn't have to be messy either. It's not like the purpose of slow stitching is to be messy. It's just to sit and. Sew something kind of in a more relaxed state, meditative state, and where you're not fussing and fretting about it, I guess.
Okay.
You know how sometimes when you're stitching and you really want to get it just right, it's very stressful and you're fussing at it and it's just supposed to be relaxing and doesn't have to be perfect. It's just a little bit of a state of mind, I guess.
So is it simple, repetitive patterns in general?
Yeah, more simple stuff.
Okay.
A lot of times it's just running stitch, just putting something down and doing running stitch. And usually like one stitch at a time. Because I tried doing multiple like I would do for quilting, and it just doesn't come out right. You want to do it one stitch at a time, you know?
Yeah.
Hmm. So,
okay.
Yeah, I see finished.
I mean, there's a Facebook group for slow stitching, I'm pretty sure.
There's multiple, yeah.
Is there?
Yeah. The lady that I like is that Catherine, K3N Cloth Tales. Mm. She has a YouTube and a Facebook group. And she's the one that I did that heart.
Yeah.
And I wove the fabric. I did the fabric weaving. And then I stitched on top of it. And then I did the background. And I've got the background all stitched now. I just need to turn the edges under and, you know, for the binding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to turn the edges under and sew it to the front.
Okay.
Instead of doing a traditional binding.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to attach it to the front with some sort of loops and buttons.
Hmm.
So that you can see the back of the heart.
Uh-huh.
Because I want you to be able to see the back.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it took a really long time. And it was one stitch at a time. And I cross-hatched the whole back in about a quarter-inch spacing. And it's about 12 inches square. So...
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So slow stitching isn't just being slow with the needle. Okay.
No, it's kind of sitting and stitching in a relaxed-y way, I guess.
Okay. I'm learning things. I'm just learning things this week. Yep.
I know. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of like this fabric weaving was really cool. That was a new thing that I learned.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. This one hit me the other day because I was sitting here while I was actually working, and I thought, how many of the projects that I have in the works here were ones that I sought out, you know, where I was just looking through things and said that one, and how many are ones that came to me from someone else.
Oh, uh-huh.
Like, you know, we talked about it on a show. Oh, I like that. I'm going to do it.
Right.
Or we talked to a designer and, oh, I like this piece. I'm going to do it. And just about everything was what came to me. I didn't seek it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, is that weird?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Because like, if you're gonna say for instance buy a chair for the house, you don't have people showing up, you know, with a chair. Here, try this chair. See this one. You go to a store.
Yeah.
And look, you know, you go to a store or you go online and you look for, and select the one you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like everything I have has come to me in the reverse way. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Because mm-hmm. I want to stitch all of them. I want to stitch or I wouldn't have them.
Mm-hmm.
But it just came to me from a different angle.
Right.
Where, you know, somebody, you know, look at this. Oh, that's great. I'll do that one.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just struck me as weird. Like, I didn't sit down one day and go shopping.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Usually if I go sit down and go looking for, I know what I'm looking for, you know?
Okay.
Hmm. It's like, I want to make something like this, and then I'll sit down and look for it and see if I can find it. But like the heart thing kind of, she just showed the fabric weaving and it just popped into my brain because I've been wanting to make something for the January and February for my little quilt thing, but I didn't want it to be too spring looking, but I didn't want it to be Christmas looking, so it's all purple and blue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the heart for February, but the purple and blue for January, you know?
Yeah.
And it just kind of popped into my head that I could do a fabric weave and then cut out a heart, put it on, like, just lightning bolt struck in my brain.
Yeah.
So that was kind of somebody else did something, and then I got an idea.
Yeah, but see, that's inspiration.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's inspiration.
Yeah, I guess that is different.
That's different.
That, especially, yeah. I guess, more like quilt and cross-stitch charts and stuff. you kind of, sometimes I see them and I go, ooh, I like it, and I buy it. And then sometimes I'm looking for something specific. Or yeah, sometimes see, we do a show and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I'm going to go buy 3 Crystal West things now. You know?
But see, that's the difference. Like, you hit it right there. You have an idea. I want to stitch a heart. I'm going to go shopping for hearts. Versus I'm just looking through all of the most recent Nashville releases that I can find and seeing if I like anything.
Right. Yeah. See, I didn't do that this year. Yeah, I didn't even want to look because I didn't want to be tempted to buy anything.
Yeah.
I really didn't this year.
Yeah. I haven't either. But I, you know, I wonder
me this year.
I wonder if we would have a different set of projects if we took the other approach where, you know, I want to stitch something red.
Right.
And I'm going to go look for red.
I have one thing that I started that I have stopped because it was something that we were all like, oh, let's all do this. And I did part of it. And I only did it because it was supposed to be, we all did it. And I'm not talking about Rosewood Manor. Something else I don't want to say. But I haven't finished it and I'm not going to finish it because I didn't really like it that much to begin with. And then I'm like, why am I forcing myself to finish this when I really just, you know,
Yeah.
And so I will just take what has been done and finish it into something and leave it at that. You know, I'm not going to finish the rest of it.
Yeah. But see that, you know, that's another aspect of it. You get all excited with friends over something. And at the moment, you get caught up in the moment.
Right.
And then 6 months from now, why did I pick this? I don't really want to do this.
Yeah. I'm trying to decrease that in my life.
Yeah.
And just really do the things that I'm like, yeah, I want that because I want it on my wall or to decorate with.
But see, that's kind of a step back thing where when you get caught up in that excitement of the moment, you know, fear of missing out or new shiny object or whatever you want to call it, you know, take a pause and say, do I really, 6 months from now, am I really going to want to stitch this?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. So far, everything that's sitting here in this room, I want to stitch. So I'm not having a problem with it.
Right. Yeah, me too. What I'm working on is stuff that I really want to be working on right now.
Yeah. But I think we get caught up in that. Because, like, I mean, because, you know, the Nashville market is a classic thing because it just happened a couple weeks ago.
Right.
It's a classic thing. People buy up hordes of charts.
Yeah.
And I wonder, I just wonder how many of those a year from now will actually have been stitched.
Yeah. Probably not too many. Unless, I don't know, some people are really good at getting something and stitching it and finishing, like they can go for it, you know?
Yeah.
I used to be like that. I'm trying to, no, I'm not really. I want to say I'm trying to do that, but it's just not working out.
But, you know, Nashville market is just a classic example. I mean, a ton of charts are sold every year. You know, is it kind of a, you know, lemmings to the sea type thing where everybody is excited and we're all going to do this and we got to go through the Nashville releases and buy up 3 or 4 or 5 or whatever, order them from the shop and then go into the shop after the show and get them. And then the shop has a Nashville weekend and you buy 2 or 3 more.
You know, some people really like doing that.
Yeah.
And if you can afford to, great. You know?
Right.
And if you can, I get anxiety from having too much stuff, too much stash. Like I've got to slow down.
But I just, you know, I just wondered about that. Is it, what happens a year from now? If we could go back and look, have they given charts away? Are they just sitting in a box somewhere or have they stitched them all in there? Yeah, you're right. There are people who are just machines. Endless, you know, give me another chart. Let's go. One more. Yeah.
They stitch faster than me. I've tried stitching fast. I don't know. I just can't. And then I've tried doing the sewing method and I just don't like it.
I don't
I've
like
really,
that.
I've tried it over and over multiple times. It's just not for me. And
no.
I know it's faster, but it just,
nope.
I just, it doesn't work for me. I've tried.
I'm with you 100%. I do not like that. I don't think it
yeah.
looks as, I, for me now, I, you know, I
yeah,
can't speak
now
for
my
others.
Stitching. Some other people I've seen their sewing method stitching. It looks great.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
Right.
And then some people you can tell.
Yeah, yeah. No,
but
don't
the people
like
who you can't tell, they've got it down, and I've tried. I just, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm with you 100%. Nope, pass.
Yeah.
Pass-a-rooney, yeah. Well, anyway, it was just one of those things where, you know, because there's two approaches. There's two distinct approaches to what you buy to stitch on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does it come to you, or do you seek it out?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
It depends, you know. Sometimes I seek it out, and sometimes it just shows up.
Yep. All right, we're going to run out of time. We're going to try a new thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you get to be you and I get to be the guinea pigs, okay?
All right.
Stolen from one of my favorite cycling podcasts, so not my idea.
Oh.
But I'm not sure I have it perfected yet, but we're gonna give it a whirl and see what happens, all right? So it's called Would You Rather.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so would you rather this or that?
All right.
All right. So I'll just pick one from the list here. Would you rather teach or be taught?
Oh, probably be taught right now.
Okay. Because it's fun to learn. Because
it's fun to learn and because I don't know, because sometimes I feel like I don't explain it well. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't want the pressure of having to try to teach. Right now that may change, but right now.
Yeah. Well, there is that. I mean, you know, it's been said many times that if you want to learn anything, you try teaching it. You'll learn
mm-hmm.
it. You'll get
yeah.
on, you'll get on it in spades. See,
yeah.
for me, teach.
Okay. Well, you were a teacher though, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I love teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't teach in today's schools. Not a chance.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Because that's not teaching. But I love teaching because I love being able to help people learn something, and then I love being there when the light goes on.
Right.
To me, there's nothing better than that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you just get it once in a class, it's worth everything.
Right.
So, yeah, I'd rather teach, but I would have to be good enough to teach, because good needlework teachers are, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's a special thing. Yep. So, all right.
Yeah.
We're at opposite ends of that one. All right.
Yeah. Well, I did teach I tried teaching my mom and my aunt and everybody the tamari, and
mm-hmm.
it went well, but boy, I was exhausted.
Yeah.
Tell ya. Cause I've never done it. I never
right.
taught before. And
yeah.
Yeah. It wore me out.
No, teaching is exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's. I mean, basically, you're a performer,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be on, and you have to be aware of everything at every moment.
Yeah.
And if you just got two or three people, try that with a class full of 25 or 30.
Yeah, and your energy has to be up. And I'm just at that
yep.
time in my life where my energy not that high.
No, it does. Yeah, your energy it has to be up, and it has to be
yeah.
up. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to keep the enthusiasm in the room. Yep.
Yep. Because if your energy drops, the whole rest of the class
yeah.
is going to fall too.
Yep. No, it,
or become unruly.
Yep. No, I always say people who talk about teachers, oh, they get the summer off, you know, they're done middle of the afternoon. And
you're home recuperating. Are you
yeah,
kidding?
My response is teach. Teach in a school for a year and then come talk to me.
Yeah. Try teaching in a school for a day.
Yeah.
Just go
yeah.
be a substitute for a day. Good
yeah.
luck.
Yeah. You got three different preps. You got to have lessons every day for all three of them. You got to have a way to evaluate. And then you got kids who learn it all different ways and at all different levels. And you got to make that all happen in
mm-hmm.
50 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. Come talk to me after you've tried that for a year and tell me about that. Tell me about that summer off. Yeah. When you try to reclaim your sanity. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I got,
for sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So teacher be taught. All right. Would you rather teacher be taught? All right. Would you rather have the best needles or the best scissors?
Oh, needles for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. Without a doubt. I
mean, scissors, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Needles.
And the thread. Cut the thread off with anything. Hack it off with a saw. I don't care.
Yeah, you can bite it off, you know. But...
Yep. Okay. That was pretty straightforward. Yeah. Would you rather stitch by yourself or in a group?
Oh, I like to in a group. As long as it's nothing I have to focus on. That's where, like, the slow stitching is really handy.
Mm-hmm.
Or the sashiko, or, you know, because it's, you don't have to really focus on it. If I have to read a pattern and try to talk and stuff, forget it.
Yeah. Same here. See, yeah. I'd rather be by myself anyway.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I like being by myself, but I do like going to my classes and stuff. Yeah. And a lot of times I don't get that much stitching done because I'm yapping and looking at everybody else's stuff.
Right. So. Yeah. And see, that's the problem I have. Like, if I'm going to be in a group and bring stitching, you bring something that's simple and don't plan on accomplishing anything.
Right.
But then there's people who will sit in a room for an hour and it's time to go home and, you know, they've moved a small mountain. and participated in the talking, you know, in the conversation, and everything. It just amazes me. I can't do
maybe
that.
Maybe they're just more skilled at it than me, you know?
Like, could be. I doubt it, but could be.
I don't know.
But, you know, they just have that ability.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, they're more skilled at talking to a bunch of people and doing their hobby at the same time. Yeah. I've never had a bunch of people around while I do my hobby. Yeah. I don't have kids. And my husband is either working or sitting quietly doing his own thing. So, you know, yeah. We're watching TV together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, I don't know. Yep.
Yeah.
I'd rather be by myself. I just enjoy that more.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but then I always find it fascinating if you get in anywhere near a small group of knitters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a whole different ballgame. They're just yakking and gabbing and on and on and on. And the needles are just flying.
It's easier, especially if you have a really easily memorized pattern.
Yeah.
Even with crochet or something, it can still be complicated, but it's easy to remember the little stitch, whatever you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, you can just sit and talk and just go, and it's easy to look down and know where you're at, and it's totally different.
Yep.
And now you don't have to look at it so closely. When you're stitching, you look at stuff closer. It's more tiring too because you're looking at stuff closer.
Most of those knitters don't even look.
Mm-hmm. I can do that with crochet. I don't have to look as intently with crochet. With knitting, I need to keep my eyes because I don't do it as much, you know?
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, I don't do either, but yeah, there's this young lady, Annie Galante. She's in South America. She's a crochet master.
Oh, okay.
Classes and everything. She takes her, so I follow her on Instagram, and she travels quite a bit. She takes her crochet everywhere. I don't think there's a minute if she's in a car or a train that she isn't doing crochet.
Wow.
And it's just second nature to her. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a drummer that is playing all the drums on the top and somehow those feet are keeping the bass beat going.
Yeah.
And how do you do that? But yeah, she's talking, laughing, and all kinds of things, and nice. in her videos, and yep, I gotta focus. Yeah.
Well, that's like the Atsuki. What did I say his name was? Atsusho. Ah, I don't know. He, the sashiko guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's just going and going, and he's in the video talking to you, and he's just, his hands are going and doing it, and he doesn't have to look because he's got the rhythm, you know?
Yeah.
And he can just go and go and talk, and yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll try this new segment another time. I got to think more about. I was not really being creative, but I thought I came up with some decent ones, but I got to work on that. So, would you rather? And nice. You know, if people want to contribute, would you rathers? Would you rather this or that? Yeah, I'd be interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's our new thing. We still have underrated, overrated, but I've forgotten the last two times we got talking.
Oh.
With Beth or Cindy, right. And we get all done, and I go, oh, I forgot to do those. So.
Oh.
Yeah, keep them alive. But I wanted to try Would You Rather.
Nice. So, yeah, I like it.
Yep. Okay, that's going to be it.
All
that's going to be it. Little Robin Designs, Robin Mayer, Little Robin Designs is Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock Eastern time. We'll have an Easter Sunday stitching hour and a half. Cindy, Jennifer, probably Robin, maybe Robin. I don't know.
Right.
And outside chance we'll get Beth. Maybe she'll drop in. If not, we'll just, you know, talk about her. Yeah, that's how we'll do it.
Yep.
So that'll be Sunday, 2 o'clock Eastern time. That's on the YouTube channel. That's live. Just put it on your tablet there. Get your stitching out and join us for an hour, hour and a half, however it goes. And that's going to be it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.